This is White House Report Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Mission Network News, today Global Disciples is celebrating 25 years of faithful ministry. Their mission? To get the gospel to the least reach by equipping local Christians. As Global Disciples look to the next 25 years, Lord willing, they hope to inspire the next generation of believers to carry the torch and fuel disciple-making missions around the world. Kent Mast with Mast Film Company is a strategic partner of Global Disciples. He says the ministry is seeing a movement of the Holy Spirit and younger believers need to get involved. I think some of my generation, the younger generation, I think we're kind of bored, maybe. I think we're kind of stuck. I can't speak for a whole generation. I know lots of people who are on fire daily living this out with Jesus and with His Spirit. But then there's this other group. We don't even know what to do. Is this still going on? Is this still happening? Is Jesus still moving like that? The answer is yes. In just 1 year, Global Disciples saw more than 3,500 new churches planted with over 83,500 new believers. They operate in 62 countries around the world and continue to see growth. The stories that are coming from Global Disciples are just insane, Mast says. I think that my generation needs to hear those stories. According to CBN, a mob of radical Muslims killed a man in Uganda 1 week after he converted to Christianity. International Christian Concern reports that 41-year-old Yusuf Kintu, a former imam, was badly beaten and left unconscious on December 7th. Pastor Andrew Yanma of the Full Gospel Church in Dolwe, Uganda, said he talked to Kintu on November 30th about having faith in our Lord and Savior, which led to his conversion. Prior to his conversion, Kintu and his family lived in a house close to the mosque. 3 days after he became a Christian, his wife divorced him and left with two of their young children. She went to her father's home in the Bugiri district and left behind their two older children, Abud Karim, 19, and Sada, 16. Kintu's community was angry that he had converted to Christianity. This led the local Muslims to form a mob, then they brutally attacked Kintu. According to several witnesses, the local Muslim community was upset in Yusuf for leaving Islam and becoming a Christian, says ICC's partner in Uganda. Yusuf was seriously beaten and left unconscious. His older son and daughter were not able to help him immediately until morning when Pastor Andrew arrived and took him to the hospital. Kintu was taken to the hospital to receive medical care but passed away. According to Mission Network News, Kazakhstan recently abolished the death penalty after ceasing executions for almost 20 years. Eric Mark of the Slavic Gospel Association says Kazakhstan has been tinkering with its penal code ever since becoming an independent country when the Soviet Union fell. Mark says we see different updates on how the criminal system is handled in a country like Kazakhstan, but the product is that there are a lot of people that were arrested and saw prison times for lesser crimes as well as greater crimes. In fact, many Christians in Kazakhstan have served prison time as well. Most prisons in Kazakhstan leave prisoners subject to disease and do nothing to rehabilitate them to live in society. Mark says the church often steps in, providing for them and giving them hope in Jesus Christ. The church has many strikes against it. They are preaching the message of Christ in the headwinds of Islam. For believers, it's difficult to find a job. It's difficult to advance the gospel. They are fighting culture and other religious distinctives, He explains, "So pray for the faithful believers in Kazakhstan that they would be faithful to proclaim the gospel without fear." According to Christian Post, in China's Hebei province, local Christians and foreign missionaries are being blamed for a resurgence of COVID-19 infections that resulted in a strict lockdown enacted on January 6th. Asia News reported on a conversation between a local priest and a member of his parish, showing that there had been a post circulating on social media singling Christians out as the source of the new coronavirus epidemic. The post reads, "The village of Zai Gongzuan near Gyosheng is a Catholic village. 20 days ago, there was religious activity here. There were several priests from Europe and the United States," implying that the Christians caused the newest outbreak in Hebei. Despite the rumor, the local priest of Shizanghuan, who goes by the pseudonym Shenren Shenfu, told Asia News that the accused villages have no Christians and the church body's religious activities have been banned since Christmas Eve. Religious activities were suspended mid-December following orders from the Patriotic Association and the Administrative Commission of the National Catholic Church in China. According to Mission Network News, after receiving rights to the 2010 Reina Valera Gomez Spanish translation of the New Testament, Mission Cry will be able to send shipments of Spanish Bibles to Central and South America. The donated Bibles and books Mission Cry receives are, of course, printed in English. However, Jason Wolford says many people around the world are still able to utilize these resources. Central and South America, however, are areas where English materials aren't particularly helpful. A new opportunity this year will be reaching the Spanish-speaking populations. Recently, we got the same rights for a different version of the New Testament in Spanish, so we will now have the Mission Cry Spanish Bible too, Wolford explains. Mission Cry partnered with the NASB to produce the Mission Cry Bible, a New Testament that includes additional resources. Soon, this Bible will be available in the 2010 Reina Valera Gomez Spanish translation. According to American Center for Law and Justice, violence over a Christian Facebook post forced hundreds of Pakistani Christians to flee the neighborhood of Sharar, Lahore, fearing retribution and the destruction of their homes. Pastor Raja Waris, who shared the post, was arrested and taken into custody after violent mobs threatened arson to the Christian community. Even after Waris apologized and removed the post, he and his family had to go into hiding to flee more violent threats against their lives. Hundreds of Muslims continued to demand Waris' beheading. When the mobs grew even more violent and threatened arson, the Christians fled the neighborhood and sought shelter. Police were deployed and they took Pastor Waris into custody. ACLJ has been told the police have filed blasphemy case against him, with negotiations between Muslim, Christian, and government leaders ongoing. There's hope that the government will do the right thing, resolving the matter and dismissing any charges against the pastor. According to Mission Network News, Mission Network News has reported that many believers in Russia and other Slavic countries use the time of Eastern Orthodox Christmas for evangelism. In fact, several Slavic Gospel Association partners have been reaching people in the Russian Far East with the news of Jesus. Eric Mark says many inhabitants live in very remote areas. Far East Russia, landmass-wise, is about the size of the United States, with only about 5% of the population. So there are these vast geographic areas, and to the north is a landmass the size of India, which is known as Yakutia, or rather Yakutia. So when we are up there teaching and training, we're talking to the ethnic people, the Sakha people. There are 5 or 6 different groups of them. In these frozen remote areas, many people still practice very ancient pagan religious practices. Mark says it's this idea of worshiping the trees and the fish and the water and the stars. Often the matriarch of the village is the head shaman, and they will have a necromancer. They will call up the dead. They will call up the demons to get counsel for direction in these villages. And now you've got the gospel going in through Christ over COVID. As Christians minister to these impoverished communities, ask God to strengthen them. Pray the gospel will break the chains of these pagan religions that have enslaved people for so long. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.